Great Lakes Basin Railroad lawyer Mike Blazek says the line will be a boon for the railroads using it and for their customers. He cites the example of fracking sand that is mined in Wisconsin.
The sand goes through the Chicago Terminal. It takes a long time to get through the city. If it were to go on the Great Lakes Basin Railroad, it would go through in a matter of hours, and that would have the benefit of less money tied up in sand inventory and more efficient use of the railroad cars and locomotives that are moving that sand from Wisconsin to these oil fields and gas fields in Pennsylvania and Texas.
Blazek also says it would also give the railroads more flexibility.
Norfolk Southern and CSX, Canadian National, Canadian Pacific, which operate through Chicago, and the other smaller regional lines that we would connect with. In other words, they would now have the option, rather than just dealing with BNSF or UP, through us they could deal with anybody and they could send shipments to more places.
The GLBR says the line also will provide important connections as well as flexibility for businesses in the region. Jason Anderson agrees the line could provide enormous benefits. He's the Economic Development Director for the City of Rochelle. He says the city's experience with its municipal railroad shows the value such a plan can have.
The City of Rochelle Railroad has been an economic development engine for over 30 years. It's attracted over 15 industries to the community, over 2,000 jobs. We are very, very pleased with the outcomes that we have had in seeing how we've been able to interconnect our short line railroad system with the two Class 1 railroad systems that actually crisscross in the City of Rochelle.
He's referring to the Union Pacific and the Burlington Northern Santa Fe Railroads. Their lines cross in the city, and Anderson can point to a number of projects, such as the relocation of rail car maker Nippon Sharyo to Rochelle, that had rail access as a key component. Anderson says the region is crossed by or is near 7 interstate highways and 4 Class 1 railroads. So if you expand Rochelle's model out to the region encompassed by the GLBR, there are tremendous possibilities. Possibilities he thinks should be explored.
The Great Lakes Basin Railroad is a connector. That's what it is. It's a connector. And by connecting all of these transportation assets, as I call them, together, we as communities need to know how we can leverage that and turn that into something very positive.
But there's a problem. None of the Class 1 railroads that are being touted as the main clients for the connector have signed on to the project. Most have said nothing. Norfolk Southern and Union Pacific have both stated publicly that they're not planning to use it. When WNIJ asked Union Pacific its current position, it responded that, quote, it was not interested in moving forward with a discussion on the Great Lakes Basin Railroad's bypass project, an exceedingly expensive idea with no publicly identified funding sources. We have repeatedly communicated this position to Great Lakes Basin's leadership team and associated organizations. Union Pacific, like the other major carriers, has committed resources to CREATE, the huge public-private effort to improve the flow of rail traffic through the Chicago area. The other major railway passing through Rochelle, BNSF, did not respond to inquiries. For others, actions may speak louder than words. Just a few years ago, the Canadian National Railroad bought a rail line that forms a ring around the outskirts of the Chicago area with the expressed intent of diverting some of its trains away from the congestion of the city and inner suburbs. It now connects to BNSF and other railroads. Anderson says communities and businesses should take a thorough look at all the pros and cons of the GLBR and make plans accordingly. But with none of the projected users on board, the viability of the line's business model is still very much in doubt. I'm Guy Stevens.
And I'm Chase Cavanaugh. In Rockford, there's a similar level of ambiguity over the Great Lakes Basin Railroad, both among public and private entities. One of the groups that first examined the project was the Rockford Metropolitan Agency for Planning, or RMAP. This body works with federal and state government on future transportation networks. In keeping with its name, RMAP also works with Loves Park, McChesney Park, Belvedere, and Winnebago and Boone counties, as well as Rockford. Executive Director Michael Dunn says that involvement with the GLBR began early.
My predecessor, Steve Ernst, was the one who was mostly involved in the Great Lakes Basin Railroad project, and he had been working with the leaders of that project for the last 3 or 4 years.
After taking a look at the initial concept, RMAP saw two potential benefits that GLBR could bring to Rockford area freight transport.
There's a linkage that is defunct between the Rockford Airport and Rochelle that would be supplemented by the Great Lakes Basin Railroad and allow more throughput between the two communities. Another benefit, if this happens, would be that traffic would be able to bypass the city of Rockford and not have to come through the central city.
By diverting these shipments, Dunn believes the city could modernize rail yards for Canadian National and put it closer to the airport. These advantages intrigue the RMAP board, which is made up of elected officials from the representative cities and counties. In June, 6 members voted in favor of a letter endorsing the project. However, 1 member abstained, and Dunn says the letter doesn't represent complete support.
That board did want to support this concept, but they withheld support for any specific route because we want to make sure that the routes are in conformance with the county comprehensive plan, RMAP's plan, and all that.
Shipping company UPS has its 2nd largest hub at Rockford's airport and potentially could benefit from the increased freight traffic. However, a spokesman said they hadn't yet studied GLBR and plan to speak with a railroad representative sometime next year. The president of the Rockford Area Economic Development Council expressed a similar position, saying they're trying to have managing partner Frank Patton meet with them sometime in January. Ultimately, the final path of the railroad comes down to the Federal Surface Transportation Board, and until that's set in stone, Dunn says there isn't enough information for parties like RMAP to put forth a more complete position.
Until there's public participation on the routes, until routes are narrowed down, nobody's going to spend the money to bring in the field research on whatever the final route might be. And even then, the research might show that there's some issues and they're going to have to go back and refine again. So it is a very long process.
Great Lakes Basin managing partner Frank Patton recently filed a request to put the environmental impact review on hold. GLBR attorney Mike Blazak says that will allow them to provide more comprehensive information on the railroad's business and operating impact. The request was granted December 13th, but the Surface Transportation Board expects a progress report by February 28th. Great Lakes Basin can't begin any construction until the STB makes a final ruling, and that could still take years, even after the review process begins again.